Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. Yo, Spilks, what's going on?
What is up? Well, we already kind of chatted about it, but I moved my office upstairs. So
I would let you out of the dungeon.
Yeah. So my office actually used to be upstairs, and then I moved it downstairs to like redo the spare bedroom. And then I was like, dude, I can't. Like, it's depressive down here. It's annoying. Like, I need some sunlight, especially now that we're transitioning into summer. So yeah, I threw out my spare bed last week, last Tuesday, and I moved my desk up here the other day. And it's kind of like a, like, and there's just shit everywhere. I got to organize it. I was like going through like the shit that I had downstairs, cause like my office was kind of a mess down there, cause it's just a big open room. And then Alex has like his Xbox. I don't even know.
Stuff. Yeah.
I don't fucking know. It's like a huge gaming setup. I don't fucking know anything about it, to be honest with you. And I'm like going through my shit, and I was like, oh my God, I have a printer. I didn't even know I had a fucking printer. And Alex was like, dude, that's been in the box since I moved in. And that's like over a year ago. I was like, oh, sweet. Cool. Didn't know. And I'm always like, you know, printing shit at my nursing job because, yeah, I didn't think I had one here. So, you know, decluttering my house, which I guess is good for spring as well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little sleepy today. I just didn't sleep well because it's starting to get hot in Charleston, so I'm washing my sheets, and I'm gonna have Eric put on my mattress topper that like circulates water to keep me a little bit cooler, because we sweat like hoes and harlots at night because we're just sweaty people. But
I was gonna ask you, I was like, aren't you like a sweaty bitch? I remember you telling me that.
I really am. It's just, it is what it
are
is.
Are you someone that has to sleep with a blanket?
So it's really, really funny. This pisses Eric off to no avail. I don't like sleeping under the sheets and the comforter because
oh, no.
I get too hot. So I have this blue blankie that we bought from Meijer when we were living in Dublin, Ohio. And we were like so fucking poor, like so poor, where I was like looking to sell my eggs poor. Like not like chicken eggs, like my fucking like ovary scraped.
Chicken eggs.
Just to fucking eat some chicken eggs. But I wanted this blanket so bad because it was the same material. It is the same material as like my childhood blankie. Like, you know, when you're a baby and you're like wrapped in shit, I had like my pink blankie that I was wrapped in at the hospital, and I slept with it like for as long as I could remember. And it was the same type of fabric, and it sleeps cool. And I was like, oh, I need this for like my face blankie. And like, yes, I still use a face blankie. So like whenever I want to feel cold, I like wrap it up by like my face to like cool me down. But I usually either just sleep with like my face blankie like over me, or like almost no sheets, or like maybe one leg under the sheet and then my face blankie. And that's it. So like if any like demons like grab my foot, I'm SOL. But like it's how I sleep, and I sleep so well this way.
I wish a demon would grab my foot, make my fucking night a little bit more exciting. That's funny that you don't sleep under the covers, because I don't either. But why don't you do it? Do you know?
It's either too hot, especially because Eric's hot too, so it's like extra like insulating. But for me, it's like if I get too cold, then I will. But it's just very rare that I get too cold where I feel the need to get under layers. So it's like, one top sheet is plenty for me.
I am a lazy bitch, and I don't like making my bed. So I started this habit when I was like younger, like growing up, and I like my chore was to make my bed every morning. So I would just not go under the comforter and the sheets anymore, and I would just like take blankets and sleep on top of my bed, and then just like fold that blanket down at the end of the bed because I'm like that fucking lazy. And still to this day, being 30 years old, I don't make my bed. I make it like once a week when I wash the sheets and the comforter just from sleeping on top. So it's a lazy factor for me.
I love that. Do you, what do you say to the people that are like, you're a lazy piece of shit if you don't make your bed?
Why does making my bed have anything to do with anybody, dude?
I don't
Fuck
even
off.
Know. I don't
You know?
Even know. I just know there's like the entitled people that
but
are like,
but it's like, it's not lazy. My bed is made. I made it once a week. I just don't do it every day. Wait, made.
They're just like, you're not going to be a successful person if you don't make your bed. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that my bed making shows my success.
Yep.
Point. I'm sure there's a study on it. Fuck off, dude. I don't care. Like, ugh. I don't know. I guess I just like I for me though too, like I don't get like any satisfaction if my bed's made or not. Like you know how like when you do certain chores, it's like, oh, that's satisfying. Like making my bed is not like like nobody sees it. I don't care. Like I'm gonna mess it up less than 12 hours later. Like I don't, it provides no satisfaction. So it's like a chore that I don't give a fuck about.
Eric makes the bed because he has his like husband chores, and part of his husband chores is making the bed and cleaning up his side of the bed because he has a nightstand that normally he'll have like water bottles or snacks on from the previous night that I have him clean up because it is something that we talked about. And I've let certain things go when it comes to like things that rob my joy and happiness when it comes to his messy isms and my clean isms. So like I've let go about like how he like puts clothes or like dirty clothes, clean clothes, whatever, how he differentiates. Like we got on the same page there, but I still like having my bedroom somewhat nice. So he'll like make the bed and clean up his side of the bed. And that's just how we have like worked through our marriage after shit, 7 years in May. So that's just a little fun tidbit.
That is fun. See, we don't have anything in our bedroom but a bed. I don't have a nightstand. I don't like allow snacks. I don't allow the lights to be on. I'm weird about that. Yeah, I think it's like when I was like younger, my therapist once told me it was like the bedroom is only for sex and sleep, and like that's it. I'm like, nope. I don't even keep my clothes in there. I keep them in a spare room.
Yeah. No, we have like a closet, obviously, but yeah, I don't know. It's like I definitely hear where it's good to have boundaries and stuff like that, but like I don't know, we can have sex wherever the fuck we want in our house because we don't have kids and
Oh yeah, dude, no, it's
yeah.
not like limited to the bedroom, but it's like I don't know. I don't know why. I just like only go in there to sleep and that's it. Like I don't like watch TV or anything in there. Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
We have like we have his PC, so this is where Eric likes to like game with his friends and stuff like that because like we have the TV in like the living room and then he has his office with his computer screens and stuff, but he has a separate computer for his like actual like personal use so that way the company whatever isn't monitoring whatever. But we kind of use that as our TV, but because our bedroom is like a little small, it is a computer monitor. But we have it like, you know, at the dentist, how they have that like compute, it's like literally like a dentist arm where it like
Oh, yeah.
swings out of the wall. So yeah, that was like a long, shitty, winded explanation of saying, yes, we have a television like substance, but it's actually a computer monitor.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't. But I'll like watch shit on my phone, so I guess it doesn't even fucking matter. I watch like YouTube, my crime documentaries, because I'm into that shit.
That's
Yeah.
awesome. I could never get into the crime stuff. It's not that I'm not interested. It's just like, I don't know. It doesn't scratch my need for whatever the fuck it scratches your need for. Like for me, like I like watching like gross things being cleaned out. So like, you know, dirty horse hooves or fucking pimples being popped. That gets my like
Yeah.
feminine urge to whatever the fuck it is that we need.
I think it's because I see gross shit at work all the time. So, like, that satisfied. Like, I don't need to watch it. Like, I just, well, I guess I watch it in real life. I just don't watch it on, you
Yeah.
know, I'm like, I've seen that. I was like, I can do that, honestly. It's way more satisfying to, like, to do it than to watch it, too, to be honest with you, which is probably gross. But yeah, dude, I don't know. Maybe I watched serial killer stuff because in my previous life, I was like a serial killer. I don't know.
Maybe. I feel like I had some exciting news. I don't know if I told you because we always do our check-in Tuesdays together. I don't know if I told you what Austin said, but he didn't say this, but again, I always translate Austin because he's a very like real and funny and charismatic person. And his check-ins are fairly like just blunt and to the point. So I like to add a little Austin flair when I read his check-ins, but essentially it was along the lines of like, hey, we're not so fucking fat. So what we can do is we can take like, you know, at the end of this growth phase, if we still maintain good body composition, we can maintain for like 4 or 6 weeks and then do another mini push phase and then enter into a prep. And I was like, oh shit, that's pretty cool because I've never done that before, right? Like I've always like gotten to a point where like body fat was just a bit too high. So we were like losing insulin sensitivity. So pushing any more would just be like more fat accrual and not like actual muscle. So the fact that he's like, yeah, we could like maintain here for a bit. And then do another mini push, then go into prep. I was like, well, hot dog, I made it, mom.
Hot dog. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really exciting. No, you did not tell me that. You did not update me on that. So I'm curious to see, obviously, how tomorrow goes again, because tomorrow is Tuesday, for us since we record on Mondays. But that's exciting. I'm excited. I'm just like every week, I'm just like, when's the green light gonna happen for
I know
you?
you're
I'm like,
like, when are you prepping?
I know I'm like more invested in probably your journey than my own, which I don't know if it's
I
good
think you're
or.
more invested in my journey than I'm invested in my journey. Like I told Austin, I was like, it's your world, man. I'm just living in it.
Seriously, that's how I feel about the majority of my life, which is fine. Speaking of prep and contest and all of those show day
Oh,
things.
dude, did you see the fucking Tri-City? Did you see that shit over the weekend? The Pro Am show?
Yeah, so well, I didn't really see it until like you brought it to my attention first. I've kind of been like lax on my Instagram usage, but now that I have it pulled up and I'm looking at it, it's wild. It's fucking wild, guys. Wild. So I want to know what your thoughts are first, and then we'll go to my thoughts, and then we'll go to like our feelings because I'm kind of like upset about this, like personally.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up the NPC news
Yes.
online. It's just like, I wanted it so badly to be like, I don't know, a late April Fool's or something like that. But
Fuck off.
like, it's
That's a
just,
good way to put it.
I just,
Oh, do they have?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Like, that's what it feels like. It's just like, listen. I just have so many thoughts and feelings. And Eric and I actually had like a really in-depth conversation because I was like kind of pissed off about like the level of competitors when it came to the female side, specifically when it came to the amateur division. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, do we not take any pride in having like a standard to be set when it comes to the athletes we put on stage? Because I was pissed off for several reasons. I was pissed off as a coach because I would not want to put my athletes on stage and set them up to not do their best and to fail. Right. And like, if you were going to be bodybuilding, not talking about transformation divisions, but actually competitive in bikini, wellness, WPD, figure, whatever, there is a level of criteria to conditioning that needs to be met for every single division. And that was not met. So I was upset about the coach. As an athlete, I'm just flabbergasted that, like, that is how I presented myself. And like, I understand my first go around at competing was like not good, right? But at least I was conditioned, right? You could see the tie-ins. Like, even though I didn't have a respectable amount of muscle, which I should have, I at least was conditioned. You could see lines, tie-ins, what have you. And it's just like, whether you were wellness, like the wellness competitors were just fat. Like, I'm like, it's just me being real.
Yeah.
Like, there was one figure competitor where I was like, dude, my cat has more muscle than you.
Oh, yeah, she was the girl in the blue suit.
Yeah. And it's just like, I know this sounds super harsh, but like, listen, like, as someone who used to be fucking morbidly obese that had like a fat to fit story during that time, I would never have considered myself a bodybuilder, right? Because I wasn't in the right mindset. I wasn't living the life of a bodybuilder. It was just like, it was a fitness journey, not a bodybuilding journey. And it's upsetting to me when it seems like people are like either mocking bodybuilders or not taking it seriously. They just buy a sparkly bikini or they buy a pair of trunks. They diet in air quotes for 2 weeks and they step on stage. And like, I get it's a pay to play type of thing. And I understand there are stepping stones and transitions, which is why I'm all for like the transformation division. But for crying out loud, there needs to be some level of standard when it comes to the athletes we put on stage as coaches and a self-respect level as athletes that we want to put on stage ourselves. So, like, that's my thought. It's probably very discombobulated, but I'm just angry and disappointed that like I almost can't put a fucking sentence together. It's just overwhelming.
It was definitely not what I expected, especially being like an amateur show, like linked to a pro show. I feel like when there's a pro show and there's an amateur show that goes along with it, such as, this Tri-City one. Another example would be like the Tampa Pro. There's the Tampa Extravaganza that goes with it. I personally just feel like the level of competition needs to be and should be a little bit higher at those shows, if you ask me, because the judging panel is usually a little bit better, right? When I went to Tampa Extravaganza a couple of years ago, the reason we chose to do that show specifically, which I don't live anywhere near Tampa, but we wanted to get me in front of Tyler because Tyler was a judge there.
Ooh.
So because he, there was also the Tampa Pro, so you know they were judging both. So I just feel like also too, like obviously there's a bunch of pro athletes there. And then like you said, like me as an athlete, like if I wasn't going to fit the bikini standard, which we know, like I also did not have enough muscle at that time, but I was conditioned as fuck. I
Yeah.
will say that for my last season. I was extremely conditioned. Like me going into that show, I felt pretty comfortable to say the least, but it's like you're surrounded by pros too. And if I didn't feel comfortable, I don't think I would have wanted to show up. Not that the pros are looking at me or care or anything, but like I wanted to kind of fit that criteria, right? Like it's kind of, I would have felt embarrassed, to be honest with you. And like you kind of touched on is like there has to be some type of like standard, right? And then there has to be some type of like self-awareness, but I don't know if that falls on the athlete or if that falls on the coach, you know?
Both, right? Because it was kind of like if we want to have better body builders and more competitive athletes on stage, it needs to be both. We need to expect more from ourselves, and coaches need to expect more from themselves too when it comes to not just putting bodies on stage for money and clout, because any asshole can take your money and put you on stage. Like it's not hard to do, right? Like if you have like no moral compass
Robbery.
or
Yeah.
no. Yeah, if you just like I said, like any asshole can take your money and just put you on stage and be like, oh, congratulations, you're a bodybuilder. But it's like, no, you're not. Like that's just not how it should be, right? And I posted on Sunday, I was like, if we want to have better athletes and we want bodybuilding to be better, it starts with us. And it does. It starts with having higher standards as athletes and higher standards of coaches. Because I do believe it's both, because you work together as a team. Like, yes, the coach designs the programming. You check off your boxes as an athlete, but you also are doing the work and are providing the feedback. So it's like it is a well-oiled machine that works together. And it was just disappointing knowing that like that was quote unquote the best. That was the best we could do. And it's like, damn,
I
is
know.
it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like looking at obviously the results here, and it doesn't look like there was a lot of people in the classes, obviously. Like for figure, open figure C, it looked like there was one person. And it kind of sucks just how it goes. Like you said, you know, it's pay to play. So then, you know, it's like, oh man, like you're gonna get an award, you know, regardless if, you know, there's only five people. Like a good example of this is kind of like when you were talking about your first athlete that you put on stage ever, where you had to kind of take over her prep, and it was like, hey, like she got what, third out of third, but that essentially that, or she got third place in her class, but essentially that was last
She
place,
got
right?
last in everything. And I told her going in, I was like, we're not going to win. Like, I'll finish this prep with you, but like, we're not going to do well. And that was also like my last athlete that I like won't ever put on stage again because like I wouldn't be setting her up to succeed, right? And so it's like, as standard as a coach, it was a good learning experience. But then I had to ask myself, like, okay, well, how many more people do you want to put on stage that's not conditioned? And it's like, the answer was none. Because like it doesn't look good on me, and it certainly doesn't look good on my athletes, and I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is, I guess, is I mean, yeah, everything you said I agree with, but you know how like this in this situation with this Tri-City thing, it's like, yeah, I got first place in my class, but there's only one person in your class, and like we're rewarding that, which we essentially is how the NPC works, and we have to, right? But like, you know, you when you speak on the reality of it is like, yeah, like my client, yeah, she got, oh, like she you literally could have put on Instagram been like, we placed top three. Without ever saying that there was like anybody else. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the perception of it, right? So that's just like my little tidbit on it. 'Cause it's like, you know, you see these people and it's like, yeah, I got first place or second place, but there's only two of you in there. And it's like that second place isn't really second place if you're asking me, which nobody really did, but
And look what happened.
yeah, look what happened. But like you said, like there's just like no standard. And then it's like, where do you go from there? Or the other thing to think about too is like the psychological component for that athlete, because I've seen this so often, and people get their shit rocked. They get this first or second place in a show like this, and then they try and go to, a different show that has better athletes, or since they're nationally qualified, which we've had, conversations about what is actually being nationally qualified. And then they get their shit rocked, and then they're like devastated, absolutely fucking devastated, because they get knocked down off their high horse, which they should have never been on that high horse in the first place, to be honest with you. So, like you said, like one, it falls back on the athlete and the coach too, as like, the self-awareness. Like I had an athlete that placed first in her class. She didn't win the overall, and we did not go to nationals. We did not look anything relatively close to what we should have been. I had a girl who won all three of her classes, missed the overall by, the skin of her teeth. Still, we weren't gonna go, like it just wasn't the right fit. But like you said, some of these coaches will just push for it, or some of these athletes are, very desperate to get on that national stage. But for what reason?
I think people are in too much of a hurry to rush good things. Or I also think IG has just completely inflated and has glamorized bodybuilding in terms of like the competing and the show day. Like show day is so glamorized that everyone just in a quick rush to have the tan, the hair, the makeup, like the glam. Instead of understanding what it truly means to be a bodybuilder and to build a respectable physique, right? It's not just like, you're doing a magazine photo shoot. It's like so much goes into the mental aspect, the taking pride in your training, the, taking pride and respect in how you treat your body and how you interact and all of these other things that like that is just completely whoop. Skipped over, and they just want to like buy a $1,000 bikini. Pray to God they can get it up their fat ass, and they're a bodybuilder now. And it's like, I don't think that's right.
No, I agree with you. And I think like also too, like bodybuilding has become either A, like a popularity contest with a lot of these like fit influencers. I'll call you fucking people out right now. I don't care. And then a weight loss. Like I think it's like a lot of people for like they use it as like a body transformation or like a weight loss avenue, which or tactic, I guess I should say. And that's like not it, right? Like I think people are like they feel this sense of like reward getting on stage, and like that's like their end goal to lose all this weight, and it's like super aggressive. But like you said, like bodybuilding is like a sport for us, and like we value it so much more, and it means so much more. So like I think like for me, when I see stuff like this, I'm just like, yeah, like that's great, like cool, like good for you. But like I hate to be like a dick because I don't want to be like, you don't belong here because like everyone has a place in bodybuilding, but like don't show up at your worst. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and like it goes back to like also too, I guess what I'm trying to say is like you need to be doing this for the right reasons, right? Like, and the right reasons will guide you to the point of like bringing your absolute best, right? Not coming in, 30 pounds overweight, regardless of how much you already, lost, not coming in fitting the criteria. Like some of these girls that like are, doing bikini, like they're not balanced, their quads are too big. Like they're this girl that actually won some class, armed forces for bikini, yet like not balanced. Like it's, and that it just, it's kind of frustrating, I think, as a coach too, because it's like these people like this, like I want to jump in and be like, let me help you. Let me show you the way. Let me show you like what you deserve, what you should be seeking, like the expectation you need to be held to too. Like, like whoever is coaching you, like did you a disservice, to be honest with you. And, this show is rewarding that. So it's like they're never going to get that connection. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, like my coach let me come in, overweight, or let's say under conditioned, not enough muscle, not the right criteria for the division, and they reward that, and then in their mind they're like, oh yeah, like I'm doing everything right, like this is great, when in reality it's so far from it, and those coaches are literally fucking robbing you. And I'm not here to like bash everyone's coach, and I don't want this like podcast to turn into like, oh, they suck, this sucks, but it's the reality of it is like this cannot be, a standard. It shouldn't be a standard. And it really is kind of disrespectful to for people who take this sport extremely serious. Like, I couldn't even imagine being the judging panel. And I don't know who the judging panel is for Georgia, to be honest with you. I'm more familiar with See, this is a pro show, so I don't know who was there, to be honest with you. If they had some of those judges come down and do the amateur show, but I would be shocked, like seeing these people show up on stage. I would be like,
Yes, I'd be like, no.
I just like would be, it would be so hard, in my opinion, to like just understand, like to be focused, to judge, to be honest with you. Like I would be like, I can't, like I don't even know where to, what to even say, where to put the pieces, who looks better than who, because everyone clearly looks pretty much the same across the board if you ask me, and it's all subpar.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. And that's where it's like, okay, well, we can't really blame the show promoters, because you don't know who shows up. That's why I said it's on the coaches and the athletes to demand a higher standard from themselves, because like, I don't want this show to shut down, because then it's like, well, what if there are quality athletes that want to compete? And that's just Columbus, Georgia is like the closest area that they have to compete. So it's like, it just demands more self-respect from, again, the athletes and the coaches. And that's why, like, I use myself as an example. Like when I was in my fat loss journey, never was a bodybuilder, right? And again, I'm all for transformation divisions because I think it's a good stepping stone. And had I known about it, maybe I would have tried, the transformation division, because losing 125 fucking pounds is a pretty big accomplishment. And maybe that would have gotten me started earlier with bodybuilding. I have no idea. But I think it's just lack of awareness. I think social media has glamorized show day. I think people are dishonest, or maybe aren't as open about what it truly means to be a bodybuilder. And I know you and I are very vocal and honest about our own journeys, especially yours, because you have an extra layer of complication because of your Hashimoto's. But I think it just starts with being the change that you want to be and see in bodybuilding. I was charged in high school with my like senior year about like, if you want to change the world, focus on changing your world, because one single person changing the world is very unlikely, right? Because we just don't really have that much power. But if you focus on doing the right thing and changing your world, like that means something. That's worth a damn. And that's kind of like how I've tried to live my life, is like, be the person that I needed when I was younger, but be the change that I want to see in my community, in my marriage, in like my social circle, whatever. And I think if we all kind of adopted a very similar mentality, we would have higher standards and higher quality of athletes. Because you don't want to win a bodybuilding show because you were the best of the worst scenario. You don't want to win because others lost. Like, you want to win because you were the fucking best. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I want to win, at least.
Dude, speaking, this is a good example of this too. I remember like when my I was doing my last season of competing, and I remember one of my friends was like, "Oh, like what shows are you doing?" And I was like, "We don't really have a show picked out or whatever." And she's like, "Oh, like do you think you'll do like a smaller show so you have a better chance of winning?" My jaw hit the fucking floor. I was like, "Are you serious?" No. And like, I mean, this goes to show, like maybe the coach is like, this is going to be a small show. Let's throw you in there so you win, right? But, for me, no. Like, I don't want to compete in a class that has three girls. So we all get
Or you're
first.
the only girl.
Yeah, no. Like, put me in a class of like 15 people. 15 good fucking people is what I want. Like, I wish me and you were the same fucking height, Ash. Like, I want to fucking compete next to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to compete next to people that are fucking good, that want to be there, that have put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, I lose with like such happiness, I guess you can say. Like, my last season, I placed second in every single fucking show. I never fucking got first. I guess I won like a novice overall, which is, whatever. But as
I
far as
mean,
for,
still a W though. Like,
yeah.
you lost an open, but still second. Like, yes, you still lost to first, but that first place deserved to beat you, right? And like, you can
Oh,
take that.
absolutely.
And that's the thing, is you
Absolutely.
can take that. You can be like, yeah, I fucking lost to her because she looked way better than me. And like, when you can take that criticism and let it fuel you to come back better, oh, that's power. That is power.
Yeah, like my first show, like Shelly, she's actually coached by Mark, who coaches me now, but she came in leaner than me. And I was like, damn it. So for our next show, we came in leaner. Then I came in second. The girl had more density than me. And I was like, fuck, like maybe we didn't feed me enough, before the show. I mean, granted, I did need like to go into an off season, but we just kept pushing. But it was like, yeah, like coming in second, like I was so grateful to get second, to be like, wow, like this is such a good place to be in and never be first. Because like you said, it always kept me hungry. It always kept me wanting to get right back to the gym. Like even more so too, is like, I didn't like blow my whole weekend out of the water either, because I was like, no, like I still have work to do. I'm not gonna go eat 37 fucking donuts after the show, which we know that, you know, Krispy Kreme sponsored this fucking
Dude,
show.
literally, if you look like a crumble cookie on stage, you don't need six backstage. Like, you just
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
don't.
Yeah. And you know, it's like I said, like you have to, like it keeps you humble. You know, like always like working for the next thing. And that's what the sport is like about. But like when we settle for like mediocre is not good. Like it's not better. Like, you know, like I don't know. Like I said, like I'm like upset that this like is even happening, but it happened. And we have to like, it's just like, it's hurtful as like an athlete and then as a coach too. Like I see both sides of it, you know, like I would like want to help and be like, oh man, like I wish I would have. You would have had someone that was more honest with you to be like, hey, this is not the time, you know? And, you know, like you were honest with your athlete. Like she already paid and everything. So she was doing it. So it was like the best you could do was like guide her and educate her and tell her what's up, which is great. But like, you know, like I highly doubt every single one of these athletes hired a brand new coach at 4 weeks out. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You guys can shoot me a DM if I'm wrong.
Jesus. What do you think about when people are like, the whole bodybuilding is you versus you? Because like, I'm torn, because yes, it is you versus you when it comes to your own bodybuilding journey. But last time I checked, unless you're doing a smaller regional show and you're the only fucking person in your class, hopefully you're up against bitches that are competitive, right? So it's like, for me, your journey is about you. Yes, it is you versus you. You respecting yourself to level up every single day, to not give in to your bullshit, to stay on whatever it is that you need to do to be successful. But because of that, you are up against competitors, you are up against other athletes. And I guarantee you that one day that you mess up, that's when someone else supersedes you. So for me, it's you versus you up here. But when you're on stage, you're at war, and it's not with just you.
Yeah, so I'm the same way. I'm pretty torn. Like as far as like what I view as winning is always like getting better, right? And you know, so better for me is obviously A, better than my last physique, whatever that looks like, and then B, like placing better, right? So like it goes hand in hand in my opinion. So it's like, yeah, I want to be better than what I was before. So it is me versus me, but the old me is a second place finish. So how do I get better? My is gonna be a first place fucking finish, right? So like that's the way that I view it. So yeah, like I have to get better in order to be in first place. So like, yes, it's you versus you, but like that next step is going up in the ranks, like moving up, you know, and that obviously is against other people, right? So I think, yeah, like I think at the end of the day, like day to day, it comes down to like you versus you. But like you said, like there's always going to be someone that's, you know, either A, going to show up better, someone that's going to outwork you. So like you have to always like remember that, like, yes, it's you versus you on a day to day task. But in the grand scheme of things, like you're going up against multiple people in order to win, to get better, to be the best. So, yes, like, I agree with you that it's like a torn situation, but like at the end of the day, like it's competitive bodybuilding. Like that's what it is. Like, you know, like it's not, I mean, I don't even want to say like you get rewarded for participation because that's exactly what happened here, but
Some says too.
yeah. But yeah, no, I agree. I think there's, it's like a duality. Like you need to have both in order to be successful.
Exactly. No, I know. Like, I feel bad sometimes, like bragging on shows like this, because it's like, you don't know the person's context or their background, but regardless, like, it's still not right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's still, to me, not bodybuilding. And I really wish that people would like understand that bodybuilding is so much more than a sparkly bikini and like pro tan, because like it's just, it can be so much more, right? And instead of like always gunning to get like plastic trophies or medals and stuff like that, like, yes, I want to win. We want to win, right? We're not doing this for shits and kicks. But like, also, what can you do and give back to bodybuilding? And that's why I'm so passionate about it. And probably like more so, I take it seriously more than I need to. in hindsight to have that level of self-awareness, but I love it so much. I'm very passionate about it. Like, bodybuilding has given me so much, and I want to give back to it by doing it right and like living my life and expecting these standards to be met and set by my intentional daily actions. Because I don't know what you believe in or whatever, but I don't believe that things just happen by chance. They happen through intentional actions, right? Like, the universe just didn't decide that, like, oh, you're going to be a bodybuilder. Like, no, like, I chose to be a bodybuilder, right?
So,
Like, I chose every single day to be a bodybuilder.
no, I agree with you. So I'm like a very spiritual person. I don't know if you guys knew this. Ash knows this. Ash thinks it's fucking, I wouldn't say she thinks it's retarded because she doesn't, because she supports me in it. But like, I'm like a put a crystal up my butt and hope for the best kind of person. That's what I like. And like you said, like, it's not like I'm gonna put this crystal in my butt or pray about it or whatever, and I'm gonna get first place. Like, you have to have those intentional actions. But I do believe everything happens for a reason. And when that goes, like, what I mean by that is, like, you found bodybuilding because you were like so overweight. Like, you know, like that was a reason. Like, everything happens for a reason. And like, you needed to get healthy in order to, you know, like have those train of events to get you to where you are, to have that passion to give back to the community. So, yeah, no, like, I don't think like you can just sit there and pray away your fat. Like, no, but like, I do think, you know,
Yo, that's a fucking weight loss hack for you and I to start. Pray away the fat.
dude, could you imagine? Like, we just go on, like, you know what though? Like, people would buy into that. Like, that's like some cult shit. Like, some like spiritual cult. Like, come to our island. We're gonna pray 40 times a day, and you're gonna lose all this weight. But we only give you like water and like banana chips all day. And like, that's the secret, is because we're starving you, not because we're praying. But people think it's because we're praying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like some fucking weird shit. That's like my other thing besides crime shows is like cult shit. But yeah, no, like, I agree. Like, yeah, it's like it has to be intentional, and there has to be like, you know, obviously like purpose behind it. But I do believe like everything does happen for a reason. Not that it just happens like naturally, but I do believe that things fall into your lap when they should and how they should. But like, you can't just sit there and like manifest it. Like, you actually have to take actions to get to that manifestation. Like, I can't just sit here and be like, I'm gonna get first place. I'm gonna get first place. Yeah, I'm gonna speak that into existence, but like, I have to also like list the things that are required of me to get first place, right? Like, not just like, okay, like, I'm gonna get first place and hope for the best. Like, I'm still gonna eat crumble cookie every fucking week. And that's that. But I prayed about it, so it's probably gonna happen. Like, no, like, I wanna get first place because I'm gonna stop doing that shit.
No, I agree. I agree. Damn. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a little disheartening, but the nice thing about bodybuilding is there's shows every weekend. So each weekend we have a chance to get better and have higher standards. And hopefully, like, people see that show and are like, damn, I don't want that to be me. Because like, I wouldn't. Like, I the next time I compete, whenever I'm compete again, whenever Austin pulls the trigger,
It's
like,
gonna be soon.
it'll be soon, but like, I want to bring my best. So if we're not ready, I'm not going to compete, which means I'm not going to pay for a show 16 weeks out. I'm not going to get my heart set on a show 25 weeks out. Like, I'm just going to do the bodybuilding shit because that's how you get the results, right? I'm not going to stress over it. I'm just going to let whatever happens, happens and trust my coach. Because I'll tell you right now, the 2 years that I've been with Austin have been the best 2 years of my bodybuilding career because I fully trust him and I have nothing to stress over and about because I know he has my back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's where bodybuilding gets super fun, in my opinion, because you get to like master like the monotonous and you get to take pride in how your physique changes, not being like so antsy to receive programming changes because like that's not necessarily what you need. You don't need like new nuances or to get lost in like the forest. Like, you just need to like refine your craft and take pride in what you do. And that's how you get the results over a period of time. So it's being consistent and being patient.
I'm being like understanding of like, if you're not fucking ready, you're not fucking ready. Like, accepting the hard truth, like, to be honest with you.
Okay. Like, it's again, there are shows all the fucking time. Like,
Push it back. Like, what's the problem in waiting another 3 fucking weeks so you're ready? Like, that's like, I've never picked a show, to be honest with you, ever. Like, for any of my preps, it's just like, all right, we're starting today. We're probably gonna land somewhere. Like, my last prep, I thought I was gonna be ready in May. I wasn't ready till July. Like, I was a little fatty still in May. So we had to like wait like 2 more fucking months. And I was like, fuck, sweet. Like, I want to do a show by my house, but Nope, I had to drive down like 2 hours away because I just wasn't fucking ready. And thank God my coach was like, yeah, like we're not doing that, you know? And it's like, what was the harm in waiting? It wasn't. Like that was the show I ended up getting first in novice. I won the fucking novice big ass trophy. But if I would have just jumped on stage 2 months earlier, no, maybe I would have got a fucking participation award, but like I wouldn't have been happy.
Yeah, damn. I mean, that's the thing, is like have some pride in this like journey, you know, like have some self-respect so that way like you bring your best, because we're all wanting to bring our best, and sometimes just good things take time. So it's like don't rush, don't be in such a hurry to like compete, because yes, you want to compete, and if you want to compete and be a competitive bodybuilder, of course, but like do it because you are ready, not because so and so did a show, or it's super close to your house. Like, it's
And can
just.
we like, sorry to cut you off, but like, can we stop saying that like bodybuilding is like a 16-week thing? It's not. Like, you are like, nobody is ever ready in 16 weeks unless you're a fucking pro or like you're damn near close to becoming a pro because you need time to fucking build, first of all. And like, half of these fucking people, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but like, this
No,
is just like,
honestly, I'm here for it. I'm sitting down, I'm ready.
because half of these fucking people, when they go into like, the side, when they just randomly wake up and get this idea in their head, I'm doing a bodybuilding show. Prep's gonna start in 5 weeks because that's 16 weeks out. Like, magical numbers, like 16 weeks out for some people. I don't know what, I don't know where that came from, but like everyone's like, oh, I'll hire you when it's 16 weeks out. Absolutely fucking not. You can go find somebody else. Like half of these people, like one, they don't meet the criteria. Two, their training sucks. Three, their calories are low as fuck. Four, like their cardio is like astronomically high. And then everything else in their life factor is so shitty. It's like you need to like work on that for months. Like your behaviors suck. So like you're not gonna do well. And it fucking shows. And you can point it out. Like when I go and like watch shows in person, I'm like, dude, no, like you can point out like who doesn't have like who I don't wanna like say who doesn't do this and that because I have no idea what people are doing, but who doesn't take it seriously and like have the passion behind it versus who just jumped in it like a couple weeks out, who decided like a few months ago that they were going to do it? You can fucking tell 100%.
For sure. And I think you can also tell like who wants to body build and who wants to like say they're a bodybuilder
Oh,
by
the
like,
clout.
yeah, for like, because you can tell they're like super obsessive with like their bodies and stuff like that, versus the people that choose to kind of like suffer in silence in quotes. And like the people that are just doing it for clout, they're so obnoxious about prep. And then they're also like starting to post like all the food porn shit, and like they're getting their freezers ready. And it's like, you're doing it for the wrong reasons if you just want to be a binge eater. Like if all you want to do is fucking eat, there's a sport for that, and it's called competitive eating. Like if you want to do that, I mean, fucking props to you. That's also like a cool thing to do, because like I really like watching competitive eaters, but that's still not bodybuilding.
I wonder if people think that like bodybuilders, like they diet down and then they can have like that big binge right after and like don't gain weight and don't become unhealthy. And it's like, that's not like, I wonder if people think like, oh yeah, they have like this huge binge at the end and then they still are shredded the next fucking day or they're only 1 pound up from their stage weight. And like, that's not the reality of it, to be honest with you. And like, for those people that are like, stay within 3 pounds of their stage weight, like, good for fucking you. But like, that's not realistic. So I'm just like curious if like the common folk, that's what I'm gonna call them, the common folk, before you're an actual athlete and a body builder, you common folks out there, let me know. Send me a DM. I'm all about sending the DMs. Let me know. Like, do you just think it's like, hey, like, oh, it's like a weight loss thing and then I'll be able to eat and do whatever I want and still stay really skinny? Because that's actually the total fucking opposite.
Great way to fuck up your heart, your adrenals, your it's just everything. That is a great way.
D, all the above. It fucks
Everything.
everything.
Yes. But speaking of not fucking everything up, I want to like give a shout out to Tessa, because she is crushing her reverse like a pro. Like
Yay.
she had like her sushi meal with like her family that night, and then got right back on plan on Sunday. And you know, she was a little bloated this week just because of like a little bit of foreign food that one night, and then also kind of spotting. But like, she's doing the shit. She's doing the shit. And that's why it's like, even though this past weekend was kind of like a doozy for bodybuilding, I'm also very encouraged by like how she carries herself as a bodybuilder, with how young she is and how well she carries herself as like an athlete, that it also gives me hope for the next generation. So I'm not like too like disappointed, but it's just like, it's it can be it, I can see it swinging either way. It's like I see Tessa and how much she respects the sport, and then I see people who competed this past weekend and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, double fuck. It's like I said, it's honestly, it's just like disheartening and disrespectful if you ask me, but
Yeah, but
good thing they're not asking me to go on an interview about it.
that's right. Tell us how you feel. No, but I think like the thing that can be learned is like as coaches, we have a higher standard for our athletes to bring in clients conditioned with the right, at least a foundational muscle mass for the right division. And then as athletes, we hold ourselves to a high standard about making sure that we bring our best and don't get emotionally attached to a show or rushing the process. Just focus on doing what you need to do every single day to be the athlete that you want to be. And again, be patient and know that these things take time.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean it, patience. And coming from the patient queen herself, who's waited, 5 years for her moment and is still waiting. But she's going to bring one of the best packages. So we know that. And like you said, like you have to do this for the right reasons. You have to want better for yourself. And you have to have like a coach or someone or even yourself that holds you to that higher standard. Like stop settling for mediocre. Look around on Instagram, look at the other athletes, just like it blows my mind. It's like how are you okay with that? Like being like, oh yeah, like this is like good enough. Like I don't want to be good enough. I don't want to be average, I want to be better than that.
Yeah, like someone asked me, like people, I kind of like got on my stories and I was like, stop using my Q&As to give yourself permission to be mediocre. Like use my Q&As that again are free, like to see how you can become better as an athlete. Like stop trying to do like hacks and quick fixes and cutting corners. Like, no. Like I'm not saying you need to overcomplicate shit and that's better. Like working harder is not usually smarter. Like smarter is harder because like you're doing the same shit day in after day, and that's how you get better. But like people don't want to do that because it's not sexy. But like that's what you need to be doing, right? And like if my last 2 years of progress has meant anything, it's because Austin simplified the shit out of my programming, and all I did was remove my emotions and have fun and just check off my boxes. And then like again, my physique speaks for itself versus the 3 other years that I was like quote unquote a bodybuilder. Like okay, I made some progress, but like I just overthought myself to death and wasn't really with the right coaches that aligned with my needs. That just goes to show you how important it is to find the right coach, to trust in them, and to trust in yourself to do the shit.
Exactly. And like the first, I guess, step would be like if you go to hire a coach and they don't offer like a free 20-minute, 10-minute consult, like just like a conversation to have, like that's probably not a good coach if you ask me.
Yeah, or if they just tell you like give me your starting weight and your height, and then they have an immediate plan without asking you anything else. That's such a red flag, dude.
Oh my God, I remember one time, it's a quick tidbit, and I know we're gonna wrap it up here, but I sent over like my questionnaire intake and someone messaged me back and like, do I have to fill out every question on there? I was like,
No.
well, what do you want to fill out? They're like, well, just like the basic stuff of like my height and my weight. I was like, that's not gonna fucking tell me shit. No, fill it out, please. Thank you. I need details.
Like I think it's really funny, like stuff like that would be like, oh, I don't want cookie cutter, but it's like you just give me like just flour. It's like fuck. Like come on now.
Yeah. What am I going to do with
Literally. But yeah, that's all I have. Like I'm just guys, I don't want this to sound like we're just like picking on this show because we definitely did some harsh criticism, but like we love the sport and we want it to be the best that it can be. And although we can't change the past, we can definitely change the future, and that's by taking the actions that we take each and every day. So don't let like this to be like super negative or think that like we're out to get you. We just want the best athletes that we can have on stage to show and respect the sport that we all love so much, because like that's just what it's about. It's about like getting better each and every day and bringing your absolute best when you're on stage.
Agreed. And to be honest with you, they're like, I feel like the NPC is the most competitive federation. So like if you're lacking there or you just want to do this for mediocre, go find a different federation. And I mean that in the nicest way possible, which sounds pretty bitchy, but I'm gonna sign off that way.
All right, then, adios.
Peace.